Brian Sexton here with Jaguars owner Shad Khan. We've seen you a couple of days this week. Is it hard to be away from Jacksonville with the first playoff game on the horizon?
Absolutely. I think it's hard to be away. I mean, it's a great feeling, a new feeling, a unique feeling, and I want to partake in it as much as I can.
How did you balance the last couple of years being patient with your competitive nature? Because when you look at how long you were patient with this thing coming along, now the payoff, how did you balance that?
Well, because I would know things that maybe an average person wouldn't. Obviously we all know we're not winning on the field. But there are other components that, you know, we're making a difference in the community. We are resonating with our fans and sponsors. That what we're doing with the football itself, that we've got the key ingredients. We just have to put them together and put it into a win.
Safe to say the competitiveness, though, is kicked in full bore this week.
Well, I think, if you don't have that fire, you shouldn't be in this business or any business. I mean, you're in business, you want to win, but you don't want to do harm. I think, the first thing you want to do is take a deep breath and take the next constructive step.
For those of us who have been around here for a while, to see those tarps come off and the tickets to sell as fast as they did was remarkable. Did you find it the same way?
Absolutely. I mean, how couldn't you? I think, and really when you look at it, how many more tarps we had historically, certainly when I got here 6 years ago. So we've had steady progress, and this is one of the best game days experience, I would say, in sports, period, on the planet. And that was our focus. We want people to have a good time, and then we want to start winning. And now both come together.
What's your sense of how Doug Marrone and his team are handling this week? It appears to be the same. Here's another game to those guys. Do you appreciate that?
Well, they're the experts. Okay. I mean, how can you say it's just another game? I mean, this is home playoff game, something we haven't had in 20 years. But, Tom's run the table, as a visiting team, I mean, winning Super Bowls. So, and Doug's had experience. So I think, I would defer to how they would approach it. But, for me, this is a big game. I mean,
people saw the move to bring Tom and Doug together with Dave as being maybe a little risky. It didn't play out that way at all. Did you see it as being as solid as it's been, or did you think there might be a bump or two?
No, I mean, I knew Dave, obviously, and Doug before, and Tom I didn't know, and I got to know him. And I think, these are great people, but they are here by choice. And so they had other choices, and once I kind of went over what I think, we need more football IQ in the building, we need experience, this would be a way, a structure to do that. You can't pull three people together and say, hey, this is. It probably wouldn't work, but I think these are three unique people who are really just united by one goal, which is winning for the Jaguars.
And I think finally, Shad, I think people see Sunday as the start of something big, the start of something that perhaps continues in years to come. From your experience, what does it take to build a sustainable winner no matter what the business is?
Basically what we've done here, okay, which was you've got to have the building blocks when it comes to people. You've got to have great facilities. I mean, just think about some of the stuff we've done here, game day experience, but what about the indoor practice facility? It's not just, again, a facility, something iconic, light, people feel good. And imagine, I mean, most people don't realize, unless you're from here, it was cold and rainy and brutal. We didn't have that. I don't know how we would handle practices this week, So all of that, the investment that was done over the last 6 years, most importantly in people, is something that's going to sustain us, and, we can continue.